lavishes on us. As deep cries out to deep, oh, how desperately he wants us. The things of earth stand next to him.
It's really good to be with you, worshiping in God's house this evening. I have to tell you a secret. I don't like to break secrets the night before Christmas Day. My kids would like me to break a lot of secrets, but I've got a secret I think I can share with you tonight. Before my wife and I understood that God meant to have us here journeying with you, we visited your church family on the website. And one of the things that we were so fond of was your music. And I told my wife, I think they're going to minister more to me than I am to them. I said, this is going to be so much fun because their music is so, so good. It praises God. God is good and He has blessed you with voices and instruments. And Anna, wow, thank you so much. Pittsburgh, I don't know what's in your water. We've got a little iron in Michigan, but you've got some stuff. So this evening, our message is entitled, Celebrating Christmas in the Underworld. And I have to say, the message is by a friend of mine that I went to seminary. His name is Chad Bird. We attended school together in Fort Wayne at the seminary. And the slides are mine. They're just to help tell the story that Chad tells. And I want to tie it into our gospel reading tonight, Luke chapter 2, specifically verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Snowmen hung like overweight acrobats from the light poles lining Main Street as the hearse crunched over the snowy pavement. Jingle bells, sirens yell, tears cascade like rain. All they wanted for Christmas was him back. Before he left his friend's house, before the curve on the bridge, before he fell asleep at the wheel. That year, their tree would be tinseled with shards of a family's heart. That year, they'd celebrate Christmas in the underworld. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's not. Not for some, not for many, not for the divorced man who washes down antidepressants with eggnog as he thinks of the children who are with the ex and her new boyfriend this year. Not for the single mom working two jobs who had to choose between paying the electric bill or buying her kindergartner what his heart was set on. Not for the cancer patient who can't force down even half the plate of dry ham and runny cranberry sauce from the hospital kitchen. They celebrate Christmas in the underworld, in the underjoy, on the dark underside of a life that so often feels ugly, dirty, and mean. In other words, they celebrate Christmas like Mary and Joseph did in the underworld of a blackened barn. A writhing teenage girl pushed God out of her womb onto straw where donkeys had lifted their tails and pooped. Far from home because a power-hungry politician forced them into this cold and mad journey. Welcome to the world. You made God. And that we unmade. Do you hear what I hear? The rip of cloths to wrap around your body. The footfalls of demons stalking, skulking in the darkness outside, bidding their time for the attacks to come. Into what kind of world were you born, God? A world where bruised children whimpered behind bedroom doors. Broken men groaned over fresh graveyard dirt. Babies wailed as they clawed at milkless breasts. Wounded soldiers howled into the blackness. Women of the night brazenly hawked their wares.
fists smashed into broken faces and drunken brawls, wizened men wheezed final unintelligible words, and the blackened teeth of the homeless chattered, "Merry Christmas, Jesus. Welcome to the world of the underworld. Are you still glad you came? That you left your father's side? That you dove into a creation gone so wrong?" I tell you the truth, hard as it is to believe, yes, Jesus is so glad he came. He's glad to come into a world that needs him. To us, to you, to me, those of us who need him. To us who whisper joy to the world through tears. To us who cling like castaways to any scrap of hope still floating in our shipwrecked lives. We say, "I can't go on." And Jesus says, "I will hold you so that you can." We say, "But I don't think I can believe that." And Jesus says, "Even when you are faithless, I will be faithful to you." We say, "But I feel so alone." And Jesus says, "I am Emmanuel, God with you, God never leaving your side." And we say, "But what's the point? My life is over." And Jesus says, "I am your life, and I am never over." We say, "But look at what I've done. I'm dirty." And Jesus says, "But you look at what I have done. I have taken your dirt and I have smeared it all over me. You are clean. I am filthy. See me dirty on the cross and see you clean beneath it." We say, "Nobody wants me." And Jesus says, "I want you. Desperately, lovingly, crazily, I want you." And he does. No one, and this is the deal, thanks be to God, no one twisted Jesus' arm to make him enter Mary's womb. No one tricked him into being born into a world strung out on the meth of sin. He came in with his eyes wide open, and his heart too. A wide open heart, big enough to hold the whole world. And so the hark, the herald, angels sing. He's born in the world of the underworld to bring all of us into the kingdom of his Father, to show us that there's always hope because there's always him, to lead us out of the shadow of death and into the halls of his church, alive with light. And dare I say again tonight, with music, joy to the world. That's the God of Christmas. The God not afraid to get dirty to make us clean. The God who made himself ugly to make us beautiful. The God laid in a manger, lifted up on a cross, and exploded from the tomb where they buried him to usher in a kingdom where there truly is joy. Joy to the world, where angels sing Gloria, and where we who have tasted the blackness of the underworld might drink the light of heaven in the presence of a God like that. Remember our gospel this Sunday. Mary, in her Magnificat, where she rejoiced and she praised God. Why? Because he was mindful of her humble state. God is mindful of you. He's mindful of your troubles. He's mindful this Christmas of your fears, your sufferings. He sees your misfortune. He sees your mess. And he comes in the divine wrapping paper of the person Jesus Christ, this Christmas so that his glory would not crush us in our humble estate, our dust-filled estate. God loved the whole world, that he wrapped himself up in the person of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that all who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Merry Christmas. And may the peace of God, which truly transcends our human understanding, guard and protect our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Amen. This evening, for our offerings, our gifts, and our tithes unto the Lord, we won't be passing out offering plates, but as you leave the sanctuary, feel free to leave your gift with the ushers. And I'd like the congregation to please stand as we join together in our congregational prayers. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise for your goodness and your mercy, that you were mindful of us here in the underworld, and you came to be our light, our life, and our salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, there are several members of our congregation and their extended family that we lift up at Christmas time to you, to your throne of grace. Specifically, we pray for Janine, Nicolette, Jared, Geraldine, and Lou Fanton. Heavenly Father, you know these, your children. You created them fearfully and wonderfully in their mother's womb, and you have cared for them to this very day. And Lord God, we pray that tonight they too would be confident that your promises have been kept, that you are a faithful, loving God, and that you will care for their every need. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise for your gifts, for they are indeed abundant. Our cup runneth over. May we continue out of the sanctuary tonight. The music, the songs, the singing, the joy, may it continue to flow steadily in us, through us, into your world, so that your light and your love might be shared near and far. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, for these and all other prayers which you would have us offer, we bring before your throne of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue with Silent Night.
Round.
May he make his face.